Good afternoon, Ms. Nancer. If you'd please state your name for the record.
Well, let's first have the witness sworn in by the court reporter.
Oh, has she not been sworn in? Please swear.
Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this matter will be the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Okay. And would you give your name to the court reporter
just
right
before
now?
We begin,
wait a minute. All right, I'm conducting this deposition. Would you please give your name to the court?
Before you even begin, I'm interposing an objection. I see here two tape recorders. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know what they're about.
Please give your name to the court reporter, Ms. Yancer.
I'm going to instruct you not to answer right now.
Ms. Yancer, are you represented by legal counsel today?
Yes.
And who is that legal counsel?
Mr. Ford.
And when did you retain him?
I am entitled
to inquire.
No, we're not going to proceed.
I'm entitled to inquire.
Stop. Right, is this going to be recorded or is it not going to be recorded? And
wait a second. When did you retain Mr. Horn?
Okay, before you answer any more questions, we're going to resolve the issue now of the tape recordings like we had last time on April 18, 1991 with Mr. Berg. We're going to figure out the tape recordings. I see the court reporter has one. I see Mr. Ecker has one.
So what's your question?
Who's going to be recording it and under what section and reason?
We are entitled to record it by several, virtue of several sections. Ms. Yancer, before we go on, we can determine who and what and when she retained you.
I've been retained by her, I'm her lawyer, and I'm representing her.
So you're representing her?
I can't make a record.
I know.
It's irrelevant when. We're going to get the issue with the tape recording resolved right now. If we don't resolve the recording, then we're going to leave.
Well, then you'll be faced with yet another motion.
That's an issue that we'll address at the time the motions are brought.
Ms. Yancer, when did you retain Mr. Horn?
Okay, let's go. Are these going to be recorded or are they not going to be recorded? Because
What do you think? Did you ring the deposition number?
We're not going to go around and around and through this again. There are two tape recordings here. I don't know what Mr. Ecker is doing in his recording, and I don't know what the reporter is doing in hers. The reporter is taking it down by stenographic machine. That's fine. If the reporter can't take it all down by stenographic machine, has to record it, then she can put that on the record too. But we're not going to allow Mr. Ecker to record it if he is, in fact, recording it. And we're going to maintain the same position that we maintained last time. So if Mr. Ecker intends on recording it, let me know now.
Did you read the deposition notice?
Does Mr. Ecker intend on recording it?
Mr. Horn, would you answer my question? Did you read the deposition notice?
Does Mr. Ecker intend to record this deposition?
Whose deposition is this?
Does Mr. Ecker intend to record this deposition?
Did you read the deposition notice, Mr. Horn?
Does Mr. Ecker intend to record this, yes or no?
Mr. Horn, if you quit your juvenile antics, maybe we could get on with this deposition. What do you think?
We're not going to proceed before I get an answer, and I'd like to know the reason.
Did you read the deposition notice? I'll answer your question with a question. Look. It's very clearly stated in the deposition notice that this will be recorded. I'm not even required to do that.
Well, you are required.
Because it's for his personal use.
Is Mr. Ecker going to record this for his personal use? Yes or no?
What do you think? Do you see something here? What do you think?
When you respond to that question, we'll know if we're going to proceed or not.
Oh, I see. And so what if I respond in the positive?
Then we're going to do what we did in Mr. Berg's deposition, mm-hmm. and we're going to get up and walk out.
Oh, boy. You really are one for that, aren't you? Well, I can guarantee you, Mr. Horn, that you are going to be brought into court by a motion to compel and a motion for sanctions, not only for the Berg deposition that you missed today, the one you missed on April 18th, and if you cause this witness to leave, you're going to be brought up on a motion for that. I guarantee you it as sure as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So
I'm not going to get involved in that editorial comment. My question is Mr. Ecker going to record this or isn't he?
I see. You make your own editorial comments. You won't get involved in any others.
Is Mr. Ecker going to record this or isn't he?
Do you see a recorder out to you?
I see one out here. I don't know if it's activated or not. And if he doesn't record it, then I want to remove the tape. And if the court reporter is going to record it, then I want to ascertain the reason the court reporter is going to record it and if she's recording it for herself or somebody else.
And so what is your legal basis for objecting?
You have the code section open before you. You can look at 2025.
Mm-hmm. I've looked at 2025.
Great.
What part of 2025 are you referring to?
Take a look at L and the subdivisions that follow thereafter.
Mm-hmm. So what about it?
My question is Mr. Ecker going to record this for his personal use?
No. The question I have for you is upon what basis are you basing your objection? What is your basis for your objection?
If this is going to go forward, I want to know, is Mr. Ecker going to record this? Yes or no?
And my answer to you is use your two eyes and look on the table and see what you see.
Yes or no? That's all I'm asking.
Ms. Yenser, have you retained Mr. Horn?
She is not going to answer any of your questions until we can ascertain the purpose of the recording.
Mr. Horn, you know, last time we gave you the opportunity to stipulate, and you did not take it. And you did so unjustifiably. Then you walked out of the deposition.
That's your opinion.
Yes, and I'm going to state my opinion, and I'm going to state what we're going to do. Right now, you have the opportunity to go forward with the deposition. We're all here. We've come at cost, at an expense to our client to be here, and we are going to move for sanctions. And I guarantee you that we will do that, and hopefully the court will see our way and grant those sanctions.
You can stop your self-serving comments. My question is Mr. Eck going to record this deposition? Yes or no?
Did you read the deposition notice? Yes or no?
Okay. Is Mr. Eck going to record this?
What do you think? The deposition notice states that it will be audio recorded. So
well, we have two recordings here now. We have Mr. Eckers and we have the court reporter.
So, what's the problem with
then,
that? What's your problem with that? What is your
we're
problem
We're going to be leaving
that?
Unless we get an answer. Now,
you have gotten an answer.
Is
in the deposition notice.
Is Mr. Ecker
so
recording this?
You knew about it before you even came down here.
Is Mr. Ecker going to be recording this? I have no problem if the court reporter is going to record it for her purposes and use mm-hmm. the court reporting mm-hmm. for her purposes only, mm-hmm. and the tape will follow the code with what happened. That's fine. Mm-hmm. If Mr. Ecker intends to record this, mm-hmm. we're not going to sit here.
Well, we haven't gotten to the part yet where the operator will state his identity and the business address and the like on the recording. And
you
if that's what you're waiting,
question,
if that's
Mr.
what you're
Ecker
waiting
going to record
for,
this?
Are you waiting for that? Is that what you're waiting for?
Is Mr.
For?
Ecker going to record this, yes or no?
You have the answer in the deposition notice.
No, I have the answer that the court
no,
reporter is going to record it. I don't know if Mr. Ecker is going to record this
that's,
or not.
That's your assumption.
It might be, and if it's wrong, I want to be corrected right now before we leave.
You should.
So is Mr. Ecker going to record this?
I've answered your question.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. It's the same as before. Nothing has changed. If you want to take that to be an affirmative, then you take that to be an affirmative. But this is going to be audio tape, just the way the notice read.
Oh, that's fine. See, there's an audio tape before the court reporter, and I want to know if the court reporter is going to record it after I find out if Mr. Ecker is going to record it. If you're not going to disclose that information, then we'll get up and leave.
It's been disclosed to you.
No, it hasn't. Stop avoiding the issue. Is Mr. Ecker going to record or not?
What do you think?
Well, we also have a woman here who's present in the room whose identity hasn't been disclosed, who wasn't indicated in the notice to be here.
Have you even bothered to ask before the deposition?
I haven't gotten past the tape recording issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, then we don't need to go any further if you're going to stop it at that. Is that it?
My question is Mr. Ecker going to record this?
And my response to that is, you've read the deposition notice, presumably. In it, we indicate that it will be audio taped. And we are prepared to go forward and state the identity of the operators on the tape. And if you have a problem with that, then good luck to you because you'll need it in court.
Thank you for your editorial comment. I see there's one before the court reporter. And I want to know, is Mr. Ecker going to record this for his personal use? Yes or no?
And I've given you the answer.
I don't know what your answer is, and until I find out the answer, this deposition is
we're ready. Forward. We're ready to proceed with the deposition.
Well,
are you?
I am. If Mr. Ecker is not going to record, and I find that the operator who is going to record is the court reporter,
Mr.
Follow the code. So,
Mr. Ecker is a qualified person, competent to operate an audio tape device, and he is prepared right now to state on his audio tape that he is to do so, and will do so. But it doesn't matter because
the court reporter,
in any event, Section 2025L does not apply.
Excuse me, don't cut me off.
Does not apply.
The court reporter,
does not
she
apply.
Going to record
no,
as well?
Cut me off.
No,
does
I was
not
speaking.
Apply, does not apply to people who are just recording for their own personal use. That's our position.
And is the court reporter also going to record this for her own purposes, and as well as take it down on shorthand?
I don't know. This is the first I've seen of that machine, so I can't answer that question. You can
Mr.
ask the court reporter.
Are you going to record this as well?
Because I can't write and talk.
No, you can write. We want it on the record.
kind of tough for a court reporter to talk in our case.
Are you going to record this?
Yes.
For what purpose?
If another tape is going, I prefer to have one. This is solely for my own purpose, no other.
Oh, okay. So you don't need...
I have to...
Okay. You didn't ask Mr. Ecker to bring his recorder here today, did you?
No, I just called Mr. Ecker.
Thank you. So Mr. Ecker is going to record it?
And you've read the notice.
My question is, Mr. Ecker is going to record it, is that correct?
You can head for the door if that's what you're wanting to do.
Well,
but I would suggest that you stay. Let's finish the deposition and go forward with it.
I'm not going to allow this tape to go into hands that I don't know what's going to happen with it, how it's going to happen with it. And as far as I'm concerned, the court reporter is quite competent to take it down both audibly and stenographically. So if Mr. Ecker is going to take this deposition on his personal recorder for his own personal use, we are not staying.
Well, I disagree with your position. I'm giving you the opportunity to stay, because this tape recording is only for Mr. Ecker's own personal use, the device that he has. It is not for use in court. I'm willing once again to stipulate with you here and now, unconditionally, no holds barred, that tape will be used for his personal use only.
And I question what he's going to do with that tape, too.
I agree with you that the court reporter is competent to take down the testimony, but that's not the issue here. The issue is whether or not a party to the lawsuit has the right to audio tape record for his own personal use a deposition that's being conducted to which this party is part of. And we submit that he is, and that you are doing nothing more than stalling on all discovery in this case. It's been the situation from day one, and we are just going to have to go into court for two reasons. One,
well, you can
to bring the motion, don't interrupt me, to bring the motion, and also for a motion for stay of the trial date if necessary. We're more than happy to proceed with the trial when it comes time, but if you're going to constantly delay discovery from your client, then we have no choice but to go in and try to stay the trial date until we get such discovery, and that's what we'll do.
You can go into court, we'll battle it out in court.
Sure.
I don't have a problem with that at all. As far as discovery, Mr. Burb is here, ready, willing, and able to testify, and today we have this witness here, ready, willing, and able to testify. Your client has made the decision to do something with a tape recording, and who knows what he's going to do with it. I'm not going to sit here and allow a tape recording to get out into the general public and be used for whatever purpose he decides to use it for. The deposition transcript is the official transcript. If Mr. Ecker wants to plaster that everywhere and anywhere, that's fine. But I'm not going to allow a tape recording, and as such, if it's going to be used, as you are steadfastly contending it will be, we are going to leave. So we're giving you one last chance. If Mr. Ecker doesn't record it, and we stay, or if Mr. Ecker records it, we leave.
And as I told you, we are willing to stipulate right here and now that it will be for Mr. Ecker's and Mrs. Ecker's own private and personal use.
I'm not going to allow that.
And your basis is entirely
Your legal basis
is entirely on Section 2025L, is that
no,
right?
No, it's under the code. You can read the code. Let's go. We're going. And the court reporter to reflect that we're walking out of that position.
Don't put that down.
No.
So,
it's off the record now?
Yeah. Sure you want to take your call? The record reflects the chance you affirmative that was instructed by Mr. Warren not to answer any further questions on that subject. I'd like to introduce this exhibit to this deposition transcript, the deposition notice and subpoena for Ms. Yenser, and to attach it as an exhibit to the complaint, I mean to the, excuse me, to the deposition transcript.
Yes. Pardon?
I'm sorry. This is your introduction.
I'm sorry for you. I'm getting used to it. It's been 3 years, 4 years.
Unfortunately, I don't think I have an extra copy. I'll have to
You can have that.
Because I came over the fax machine, but what I'm thinking is the deposition notice of Donnie Yenser. I thought it again.
Don't they have a copy?
They have the face page, so that I would like to have as an integral part. That was on the April 19th.
What happened is.
He called me, he wrote me a letter and he said, it's outrageous, we won't produce them at 1:30 a.m. And I said, and then I realized, oh, there had been a typo by the secretary. And I said, well, it's in the upper right-hand corner, I'll tell you right now, it's at 1:30 p.m. And he said, well, we won't accept that, we just won't go forward. So, but I was able to tell him that, convince him that we would, that would not be appropriate. So, so anyway, let's see, let me find the other... The other deposition notice for Donnie Yenser, which I don't think I have, but I thought I did. It's in the one file that I didn't bring. But you have the face page at least, right?
Is that the one that I have?
It's,
that's the Stephen Berg one.
You have for Stephen Berg. You should have had it for the Donnie Yenser also.
I have the subpoena.
You have the subpoena only?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't make that exhibit with mine, did you?
No, I did not. I just did it with the subpoena. Well, then, I'll, you know, if you could have that as an exhibit, and I'll call and have them fax that in.
Okay. Do you want to just stay on there?
Oh, yeah. Also, as an exhibit to the deposition transcript, I want to have attached the defendant's notice of deposition and for production of documents of Donnie Yenser, which notices her deposition for today's date at 2 p.m. at Frank Nelson & Associates, 1430 Chapala Street, Santa Barbara, California. Such a deposition notice shall be attached as an exhibit to this transcript. And I guess that concludes this attempted deposition. And then let me call right now and I'll ask for you to pass that down.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
You're right. If you can't hear yourself dying, you know, you don't hear the tone of the beeps that you
Yeah.
It's very hard to remain negative. Hi, it's me. You know, the other thing we don't have, and I thought I definitely did have, is notice of deposition of Donnie Yenser for today. So I need you to fax that down to the same number. Do you have it? No, I don't get it. It's Erie Code 805-564-7034. And if you fax it right away, so we can get it to the court attorney before she bolts out of here. Pardon? Yeah, done yet, sir. I thought I... Yeah, not the deposition subpoena, the deposition notice. There we have the deposition subpoena. Right, okay. I mean, yes, she showed up Thursday morning and it lasted about 2 minutes. No, sorry, about 5 minutes. Yeah, well, he doesn't like taking recordings.
The truth might get out. He can't snitch them all out.
Okay. Well, if they find that, then they can't help, yeah. Or try to. Anyway, do send that right now. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry again.
Well, that's okay. I was in 2 minds here whether to bring one for myself or not, and I thought it might complicate things, but I know he can't get to mine.
Yeah, he can't.
And I knew it was going to go the way it went.
Yeah,
so.
You already know, so. No, but you were smart to do it. I don't blame you at all.
Yeah.
That's what a good reporter would do, just in case there was something on your tablet you'd have done. Yeah, but I appreciate it. Maybe one of these days we'll have a real deposition.
I don't know if I look forward to it.
Well, I do apologize to you for talking over him sometimes.
I don't think you had a lot of choice.
But thanks.
Okay,
so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
I will lock the door again when we leave, which will not be too long.
Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, she's faxing. Yeah, I turned it off.
I'll wait for that.
It should come in almost like now, because she's just going right to the machine to fax it. So,
great.
Thanks.
I'll tell you one thing I would appreciate if you put right up at the top of the list, and that's an amended, whatever it is, for a quiet title action, because that turkey, he is going to play dirty all the time.
Yeah, he will. He has no real sense of fair play.
That means that it is rotten to the core if you've got to go that far to protect the slobs that have created the problem.
Well, you know, it's obvious if it had gone on, he would have been very destructive anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So would not have probably gotten too much out of her except more grist for the motion mill. So we'll see.
Well, you see, your question was going right to the heart of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope your next question would be, and who is paying Mr. Horn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
Because there's, you know, when did you retain Mr. Horn? A, and B, who's going to pay Mr. Horn? Are you? Those are the two questions that would disqualify that whole arrangement.
Well,
you'd
never get an answer.
Probably not. So, it's definitely going to mean a motion on all three depositions.
Yippee.
If we get all the way to court and we haven't had a deposition, we can require that they testify, can't we?
Oh, absolutely. I like to see him try to pull this in the courtroom, plus he has the judge in his pocket.
Not too likely in Superior Court.
No. Not too likely.
No. And maybe that's the best way to go. Just
no, we need to know more to try to pin it down.
There's a ton of stuff in that. There's got to be a lot of stuff in that home federal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. True.
Should we have to name them to get into their...
Well, we will be naming them. We're
records?
In the... No, you don't have to name them. So,
can you just, they're in San Diego, can you just call down there and say I'm investigating such and such? And
they would never.
You've got to go in there with a piece of paper, huh?
Yeah, with a subpoena, and then it would be fought. But that's okay. That's what this case has been from the beginning, as you know better than me. So,
the citizens of the United States are not going to run out of money, so let's go right ahead.
Okay. Well, then we'll just go full bore on the whole thing.
Claude, as much as you can.
Yeah, Claude's a good influence.
I like his.
Yeah, because he really looks at things 80 ways, upside and downside and crossways, which is good.
And so, yeah, he is, and at some point we'll have to take him down to Tehachapi to, you know, meet with you guys. So what I'd like to do actually at some point, maybe Tehachapi is a good meeting place, is just get everyone there and do one big strategy session and get it down path. You guys could be there, maybe post it at your house if you don't mind, or some other place, and just go through the big fog down there, chew you up in the line. If I end up driving there or something, I might as well take a call with kind of Christiana.
Sure, bring Karen and the bird.
Yeah, Karen and the bird. Well, the bird might like being in the aviary.
Yeah.
Might like being in the aviary. I don't know how he would take the other birds, though, that's the only thing, but he needs some place like that. I want to look at yours again and build one very similar, because I like the way it was done, and build it out on the property. But, it's funny, when he walked out the door, I kind of got the feeling he was waiting to be shot in the back.
I think he's locked out up until now.
Yeah. Well, his looks about to change. Well, it did change with the hearings and the appellate decision.
Yeah, he's a rat in a corner. But they're dangerous.
Yeah, they're dangerous. Well, we'll see how the rat reacts when the new lawsuit is filed. So, anyway, anything else we need to go over? You guys came a long ways for nothing, but it wasn't entirely for nothing.
Oh, no. We got to meet her.
Thank you very much.
We've laid on her our constitutional... Yeah.
That's right.
Ideas. And
I really think you ought to get Claude to read this.
Oh, I will. Okay.
I mean, I wish we'd got some more copies.
Oh,
because
you can
give them one.
Yeah, because they
we
are
can share
the same.
One.
Yeah,
because we have the same apartment.
Well, but you can't both read at the same time, so.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Joy. Do you need us to get out of here?
No, this was last up there, and that's the correction that you had.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
In fact, we've there's an accountant that has been in touch with us that would like to. I don't know if he is also a lawyer or if he works with lawyers. I don't remember enough about it. I read the letter, but it just gone. Patton had said something, and well, he had quoted Dr. Larson as saying that the OMB numbers on the 1040 forms.
Well,
that was
Dr. Scott, Neil Scott.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've read about one-third of that so far.
Well, I'm not sure about the OMB numbers, but Dr. Scott, well, I think maybe he's been talking with George maybe about handling and stuff. Anyway, this accountant has been following the journals now for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And he said, so far...
Well, yes, but that's for Maggie, actually.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you don't mind, did she already leave?
Yes, she
did. Oh, yeah, please give
is
that
to her. Is this something we need to put on our
calendar? Well, that's for today.
Oh.
Yeah, so what it is it's an exhibit to what she just did today.
Oh.
And I just didn't have it in my file.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, he said that... Of all the stuff that he's read, that was the only thing, and that one had been accurate, but the IRS got busy.
On the OMB? Or
yeah, the
did
OMB.
Did they correct
numbers.
It?
Yeah, they corrected it. So that one's out, but he sure would like to be a part
of whatever
we're doing.
Yeah. Well, it would be interesting. I could see, I just have to put together a projected budget for the Constitutional Law Center. And see, because I had a good talk with George about it. I don't know if he discussed any of that with you, but I know you had discussed it with me before I talked to him about it. The main question is that, you know, if I were to do it, I have to think long and hard about its effect on my life. So.
Well, yeah, it would just take your life.
So I don't know yet whether I'm prepared to do that. You know, I've sort of thrived on anonymity. I mean, you know, even my law office phone number is unlisted, so talking to one of the few unlisted, you know, attorneys. So. But anyway, George seems to think there'd be no problem with the money. You know. So, plenty of people willing to do it. You get someone like Claude, and you get some others. Maybe Judy would want to be involved in all that. And I have others in mind. If/when the economy worsens, there will be probably more attorneys who could be selected from and might want to get involved because they'll, you know, at least make a lot of people come on. But for no other reason, although hopefully for philosophical reasons as much as anything. But I guess what I'm trying to say is you get the pick of the litter close to it. So that's a distinct possibility. I just have been so busy, you know, fighting the alligators, I haven't had time to drain the swamp as these things. You have to your ass in alligators, you don't think about draining the swamp. So one of these days, Ulrika was telling me about her attorney friend who works in the mornings and then reads detective novels in the afternoon. I was thinking, boy, what a nice guy. But he's pretty smart. She was saying, although not directly, but by implication, he's smarter than me because he makes sure he gets the...
I didn't even much older than you.
Oh, is he? So
he's 60.
He's learned his lessons.
And he doesn't want to have too much money.
No.
So he's cut down.
Well, then instead of working long hours for little money, he works a few hours for little money.
Exactly.
I say, he's very different from me. in fact, one of the things I had to do to make sure I was here on time was Ulrich and I met with someone to messenger in an opposition to a motion to set aside a lien. I had this client that I had worked for years, promised that he'd pay, naive, stupid me. And as soon as he got the settlement check, he took the money and ran. And so I put a lien on the case that he was getting another settlement on, but trying to get it taken off. So it was to deal with that. So anyway, it's not one thing, it's another. That's why I appreciate you guys all the more, because I've never had a problem before. And so I give first priority to the clients who are that way. And I had one client who was falling behind by 2 months who had previously been good. And he said, really like you to get on this right away. And I said, well, you know, Mr. X, I'd be happy to, but I have to give priority to the clients who pay my bills. So as soon as I get a check, I'll be happy to deal with it. So I got a check the next day. He was not too far away, fortunately. It's a shame. Karen's always on me to be tougher, so she's more the tough one on that. She loves you guys. So anyway, but no, I think there are grounds for doing things. I'm sorry again if we, you know, hadn't tape recorded the press.
He was ready. He would have started on
or something. Mm-hmm. Else.
He wasn't.
Oh, you know, it doesn't matter. You had a right to be here because you're working. You're working in my office, so I mean, you have the right to do that.
But he was all ready to do it.
Oh, yeah, but it didn't matter.
He came in, and who are you?
Did he ask you?
Oh, yeah.
Beforehand, did you tell her?
Yes.
Or him? And what did you say?
I said that I was in your office, that I was a German boy, and I was doing an internship with you.
Good.
And that my name wasn't Luca.
Yeah.
That was on my television.
So he already knew, right?
Huge problem.
So when he said he didn't know, then he was lying.
He was lying.
Yeah.
Exactly. For the record.
Yeah. Interesting.
He's very clever.
Well, I still am old-fashioned enough in my 60 years to feel like right will out. Well, I have to believe that truth and integrity
will ultimately
rebuild our nation.
Well, I think so. I just like it to be in my lifetime.
Well, so would I. And so, you got a longer lifetime out there.
Well, I don't know. I've been working myself into an early grave, so I've got to do something about that. But still, I don't know. We shall see. See what happens. But
so you going home tonight?
No. Well, actually, I don't know yet, but no. I know I won't be going tonight, but the question is will I be going tomorrow night, or, you know, Orica, because I don't know yet whether that arbitration, I should probably call here to see whether that arbitration will go forward or not. The client has made a very tempting offer to them, so in that case, it may set to the other side, so it may set. I'm just, you know, this guy never ceases to amaze me. I'm just totally. What do you think? What's your reading of that, Ulrika? Let's get the German viewpoint on it.
American lawyers are much more aggressive.
Really? But they have not have acted like that? In,
no.
You know.
It was the play, who's in charge here?
Oh,
that
was
the only question.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Who answers whose question?
Yeah. Oh, that was part of it. Mm-hmm. And I was going to be damned if I was going to answer this without answering
mine. Well, there's a trap in there somewhere.
Yes, there was.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But he got the deposition notice. It's part of the record, so he knows the answer. He knew it well before the thing. So he was preparing all of that.
Well, of course, he's not spending his money.
That's right. That's not coming out of his pocket.
RTC's got deep pockets.
Yeah.
They have our money.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. Sort of like when I was going to school in France and paying only $24 a year to go to the university, and people said, oh, that's great. I said, yeah, but I feel sorry for the French peasant toiling in his fields who's paying my way, you know, to be in the university, because that's who's paying for this. It's not some entity called the government is coming out of someone's pocket somewhere, and so $24 certainly doesn't pay the cost of a year, doesn't pay the cost of that institution, no matter how many students go there. Sort of like that fake commercial, you know, where they did the First City Change Bank, where they make change for you, and people who want change, it was on Saturday Night Live, which you probably don't watch, but they were asked how they make money, how do they stay in business making money, and all they do is they provide change for people. And he said, we do it on volume. That's how they make, we do it on volume. It's on volume. So in Germany they wouldn't have done that.